my fortune.
What was
it? Yeah.
Get your stuff that you're going to take with you if you're going to spend all night.
Yeah.
That's not much.
And the kid's stuff all of, did you get all the books back?
No, I want you to bring the trunks down. I know exactly how you wanna do it, but I can't do it there.
And I want you to set out the stuff, I mean, if we're leaving early.
Yes, if you can't take care of the trunks down, what time are we leaving?
I figure I start loading at 8, take my time, then we're ready at 10:30.
You think so? Judy, can I show, Josh, can I show you something with that?
I mean, that seems short to me, I don't know.
I could be ready in 2 hours, easy.
Yeah. We got the turkey cooked.
Oh, you need that.
Well, we gave the kids some turkey tonight, but there's a lot left.
Well, let's try something.
You pick up.
Keep the car, you know, on the way out.
Why don't you go?
Hey, what about bacon and eggs for breakfast?
I put cereal.
Have we got our bacon? Are we out of eggs?
Yeah, some eggs.
Maybe you should get a dozen eggs, Kenny.
You see, this dog says, will you kiss me, my love? Kiss me.
Don't get that little egg thing.
I know.
How about potato salad?
Did Robin make this?
Should I show you the menu?
No.
Will you kiss me, my love?
Robin's boyfriend gave it.
If you're going with it, it's one thing, if you're not, it's another.
Oh, it is?
They want you.
What's different? I mean, say we don't go.
They want you.
I am talking to someone.
What?
No, it's.
Say if we don't go with you, then what changes? Then you won't leave till Sunday morning?
No, they will.
Leave earlier?
Leave earlier.
Really? Really?
Yeah.
How early, about 5?
No, about 10. You see, actually, if we don't leave till noon, there's little point of it. We get there sometime between 4 and 5.
Yeah.
Have supper, kids go to bed, that's it. Let's see, we haven't spent the day at Lake Tahoe. In order to get any part of the day at Lake Tahoe.
If you go, you can spend Sunday there before you come back.
Hey, how will they get a bus from the camp?
Well, we have to drive with you to, you know, someplace where there's a bus.
Yeah, we'll see, we were planning.
Mommy. Oh, don't.
Mommy.
Don't your eyeball out.
We want to get up as early as. We want to get a real early start Sunday morning.
Hey, how can we go get up early?
Well, don't let me know.
I'm not going to bed so late.
Actually, what I think we ought to do, I think the kids should go bed now.
Yeah.
I think we ought to plan and be up sometime between 7 and 8
tomorrow.
I can turn our water. Actually, I could have the car ready tonight, yeah.
Yeah.
Rachel.
That's true. That'd make an easier morning.
All you'd have to do is set out the clothes.
Mommy, my clothes.
Yeah, if you carry that crap down so there's more room.
What about David's clothes? His box.
Well, David's box is out there.
David had library stuff around his
home. I haven't seen but one pair of socks.
I told David all David had to get his stuff ready.
David, you got stuff all over this house, honey. You better start making a big pile on the
whole
of it.
He's got his toys together.
I got my toys. All have you really? In the drawer here and in the cupboard there?
No, not in the drawer.
And in the back there and from the room.
I got everything except that drawer.
Well, go really? Get the stuff out of that drawer.
That's the box.
And the game right over there. Put it over there.
I'm going to the store. But David, you better get
it.
What?
That's a good time. Bonnie, shh! You can't have the kitty, Bonnie. No, no cats for dogs around here. She wants that cat. No!
You and my stuff will be in your box.
Don't get him into that, Judy. I'll just start scratching
on that. No, don't stop that. You want a cow next.
Here, Bonnie.
Did anybody see my silver earrings with a little pearl at the bottom?
What'd you have?
I know. Yeah, I know. I see them.
Where?
I see
with one full of eggs.
I don't know what to do. No, I don't know.
Jossie,
well,
you have a big box.
Shh. Jossie,
what
the
fuck is it? Oh, I have a box. It's full of things.
Nuts.
I want something that'll hold this. My box full.
I think maybe I'll put it in the trunk.
Okay.
And then we won't unpack it till we get home.
Honestly, you took a big baby.
Did
you like my grow up?
I don't know where that happened.
What?
I should have
mailed out
this thing.
I mean, Heather's
thing. It takes
them
a little while.
Oh,
I think you should. Are those breakable things? Any breakable thing, I don't think we should put in the toy box. Everything.
Airplane.
I'm
Yeah,
you're leaving
me
tomorrow,
this
David.
Yeah, this bootneck is yours.
Whoa, I'm gonna hang it. But I see those lovely blue airplanes up there.
I'm gonna put those in boxes with a lot of cotton.
A blast of heat and cotton.
I'm gonna put them in a box with a lot of cotton.
Honey, you gotta be careful about boxes.
Why?
If there's any way to pack those into a trunk, which doesn't get opened very often, it's much better. But because the boxes get thrown around so badly from unpacking, and the trunks are strong and metal on the outside.
But then,
did you take everything out of your desk drawer?
My desk drawer upstairs?
Yeah. Did you take everything out of the dresser drawer?
Oh my god. Everything's on my clothes.
Did you better take your clothes out because you'll need them.
I will.
And what about, did you look under your bed for your socks and things like that?
You did not.
I did too.
Well then why did you avoid all the dirty clothes around the bed?
Let's put David on the auction block.
And
auction him off with a high
bid. He's a slave owner.
Oh.
Because he'd be a very poor slave.
Did you have a nice time?
Yeah.
What did you like best in San Francisco?
Oh, let's see now.
Comic books?
No.
Is that what you did all the time?
B. You sound like you were made for insulting. So am I. I'm gonna say an insulting line.
Do you know that old
saying? I'm gonna say an insulting line.
Do you know that old saying, if the shoe fits?
It doesn't. It's short. It's just big.
Tell us what you like best.
Treasure Island, which I didn't see.
Oh, you did want to see. You're going to be going over tomorrow.
We.
I mean, we.
See, I wanted to insult you because you insulted me. I wanted to insult you because you're talking.
We wouldn't insult you.
Alright.
What did you just do?
What did you like this?
I read them, of course, but.
Oh, you remember to pack your comic book. I thought there were those left around here.
No, I didn't even remember to pack them.
What are you going to do with them?
Like left.
All right, bring you all
them home.
Well, don't you want to take them and put them in the fireplace?
No.
Why?
Well,
you don't read them.
I know.
But?
A granty well paid a nickel for each comic book.
You're going to sell them.
Yeah, I'm going to sell them. He'll give me a nickel for each one.
And how about the
is that
money
why
I invested?
Do what
I
did you pay for him?
Do I get the money that I invested back?
What do you mean?
The money that I invested.
Who bought him?
What do you mean, who bought him?
Whose money bought the comic book?
My money bought the comic book.
I bought him one.
We'll give the one back.
The last day he was here before you arrived, I said,
you
this is a dime for a comic book. I want to buy you this.
Well, what else did you do in San Francisco besides read comic books and not see Treasure Island?
Well, I made models, I made things with leather. That's what most of my spare time. When I couldn't think of anything to do, I didn't feel like making, working with leather. I didn't have any models to put together. Then I read comic books.
Oh. So did you read more than 200?
Oh.
What, more or less?
No, I want to know what you like best about San Francisco. I know what I like best about San Francisco.
The thing I like best about San Francisco is Ryan.
I was going to say, the thing I like about best about San Francisco is David.
You were dead. Really?
Say what?
No.
But now I don't like San Francisco anymore. It's minus.
It's minus somebody.
You know, this is going to be different house without you.
Oh, sure. Just different than the one before.
Take your legs.
No, because before you came, you had never been here.
That's right. It makes a difference.
Yeah.
Interesting, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, you certainly must be
but
different.
What do you like?
Don't you feel different than when you came?
Yeah, much different.
How do you feel different? I mean, did you...
So how do I like? And just like you say, flea bite.
No, I mean inside.
Oh, inside. I feel the feeling that I'm sick. I mean,
it's not saying no.
Well, you can go right back and get up by the heels.
That's better.
No, it's not.
That's what David talking about.
The thing I like best about San Francisco is something else I didn't see.
Don't.
We did have a lot of fun. How'd you like the bus trip? Did you tell you never told you about the bus trip?
Because she never asked me about it.
I know one of the things David likes best.
What?
He likes to go on buses with Robin, you know, and go to Golden Gate Park and stuff like that, and they travel on
the buses. I hardly ever get to go on a bus at home.
No.
Did you fight with Robin?
No. Not much anymore. Sure, we've had a couple scrambles.
Tell your mother about the fight underneath the way bed.
Right now.
No!
Oh, God, tell her. That was so funny. No. About what I did.
No.
Oh, no, I can't.
No, I can't either.
Tell her.
No, I can't.
So I
spanked them both, though, didn't I?
No!
I did, too. I swatted both of them.
Yeah,
in
the hand.
At the seat?
No.
Did you get a spanking?
Yeah. No.
Wait, then you really
got a swat.
I don't remember it.
Don't you remember I swatted you in the
night? Oh, I don't remember the fight, period.
Well, I don't mean how it started and all that. That's mundane.
What?
That's, I mean, that is very
funny. Oh, we're supposed to be out of the fight!
But the problem was that they were both fighting, see, kicking and then hitting each other, you know. And I couldn't get under between the two bunk beds to separate them.
Oh, nice.
So what happened, David?
I yelled at him. I screamed at him. And it didn't help.
We were so mad at each other. And then she grabbed one of us in one hand, the other hand in this hand. And we were both trying to fight each other.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, I forgot what made us so mad at each other.
Well, what happened then?
I didn't tell you the rest.
Well, so I grabbed Robin, and David had hit Robin, so I had to go. So she hit him back, and I grabbed David, and Robin hit him. No, I had to let David go, and he hit Robin back. So I couldn't hold them both off. So finally, I took my hand, and I... swatted both of them just as hard as I could. My hand just hurt.
You know, when you hit something real bad, your hand feels like it's growing real fast. That's the way Debbie says it feels.
So I said to them, they both looked at me with big eyes, you know, because I never hit him before. And I said, I had to hit you. So I couldn't separate you. And if I got under the bunk beds with you, then I wouldn't be able to get out.
Let me tell them that. Then it wouldn't be, and there'd be three in the fight, and then he'd have to call Bernie, and then Bernie come up, and there'd be four in the fight. Then Bernie would call Pee-wee come over, there'd be five in the fight. And pretty soon there'd be thousands of the people in the fight.
Then we make so much noise that pretty soon someone would call the cops, and the cops would come, and they'd try to get us all separated from the entanglement. Yeah. And then the fire engines would come and turn the hoses on us. And pretty soon they'd have to chop down the house to get at the bunk beds. And so I said, please, I said, next time you fight, right out in the open, right?
Debbie, please.
Those were the
cool. I'm the inside, I'm not outside.
What?
I'm not outside.
Those ones I saw in that shop.
I'm not outside.
Well, you got your pajamas on. I can look at you now.
Wouldn't that be good? Nothing else. Just real long and black. Or the leotard.
You better re-update and get your stuff because you're going to turn in early tonight. You're going to get up early and leave tomorrow.
I'm going to walk home. I'm going to get some film for this.
Hey, what about your film, David? Did you get it developed or where is it?
Yeah. Three rolls.
Still get an R gun. They get an R gun.
Three rolls?
Remember?
There's only two in there.
Did you have three? Did you ask me for those three rolls that were in the drawer? Did you take those that were in the drawer? Two rolls?
Those are two rolls in there.
Oh. Damn.
I remember who the other one is.
I always adored these.
All right, I'll go and get them.
And Jess used to use our kitty for our pillow.
Those are people watchers.
No, these are the dogs that watch the birds and watch the people.
Or the dog? Judy, what did you have for supper?
Rice and the drink I had water and I forgot.
Did you enjoy your visit here? Mm-hmm. Will you come and visit me again? Huh?
I don't know.
Oh, please.
No.
Oh, come on.
No.
Just once?
No.
What did you like then about San Francisco, eh?
I don't know. Going to Chinatown.
Chinatown?
Mom, Judy.
I like Judy's name for it, the Chinese village. Jossie?
What?
Come here. Since you're leaving tomorrow morning, I want you to tell me what you like doing, what you'd like to come back and do again in San Francisco.
Go change. Just like I said, go to town.
What about second best? And don't forget, you got to think all the way back over there.
Judy, put them back. I have them all put away.
Just put them back. Think back over the whole week. From going to the ocean and swimming the ocean back to watching the stars in the place in Golden Gate Park. And through everything that you did, and tell me what second best you want to come back and do.
What's
the nobody said the ocean.
I
and
Julie
just was such a bomber, and so was Johnson in the ocean.
Didn't you like the ocean? Why?
Cause.
Do you think it's pretty?
Yeah, but I don't like it. Just watch.
Hit you too hard?
What?
I don't like the salt.
Oh, the song.
Me too.
Both got real speed.
And there's another thing that I went underwater, that the one we were going to water.
And bumped your head. But think about how much fun you had before you bumped your head. Was it a boop or a bump?
And the shells that you found.
I didn't find any shells.
Remember the other day we went to the ocean? We didn't go swimming. We found stones and shells and crabs and hermit crabs.
One scratch.
And snails.
Because you'll just make sores like David has.
If you can leave it alone, Jossie, the fleet.
Jossie, they're actually.
Like, heals up real quick and then won't hitch. See? Well, Rachel, what did you like best about San Francisco when you were staying here, huh?
I like the hills and I like North Beach.
Which part of North Beach?
I like the cellar.
Not the bocce ball?
Well, there was a place where I don't want me.
I like the bedroom, but I like the salad.
How about eating?
Eating?
Oh, you like eat?
And I like the ocean, the sea, the Pacific. And I like...
Judy, give me
Judy, those are hers.
Judy!
Well, I think she looks at them for a minute. She'll have it back, won't she?
Judy!
Let her look at them for a minute.
No!
Oh, honey.
Judy!
Judy put her flowers up for everyone
Bernie
to look at.
Bernie and Debbie
I'm
and
sure
Woody!
She'll
Woody.
Judy!
Didn't you like Woody in San Francisco?
Yeah!
Isn't he nice?
No. Judy, give him back to her now,
Judy.
Alright, Judy, you're acting you're like you can't stay up any longer. Now, come on and I'll put you to bed.
In a minute, I'll have to make everyone disappear.
What about your house?
On it. But we can start a fisherman's wharf if you want. I think we're going to be home soon. We're going to catch him. Got a cigarette?
I just opened the package. I don't know what I did.
Okay. Yeah, I think that'll be great. We'll have the kids put on the play at Tahoe.
Wouldn't that be fun?
If they'll do it without props. They have terrific amount of props. And, well, they won't be able to do the puppet part. I can make hand puppets on them with lipstick. They could use. If they'll do it, you know, without... they have costumes, you know, and everything. Without all that.
Maybe they could work out something.
You know how this started was when Brandon went to the hospital. The kids decided to make this play up for homecoming for Bernie. And so they worked real hard on it all week. And then they couldn't give it for him, you know, when he came home, they couldn't even see him. And
did you know he was all right when he came home?
No, we didn't know for another week. And, he was hilarious, I'm telling you. We're in the same bed. And anyway, so the kids remembered this play for about 3 weeks. Before they got a chance, you know, to give it from the time they made it up. I saw it before Brie came home, they gave it for me. And by the time 3 weeks had passed, the play had developed.
Mm.
And developed, and then Connie came, that's when they gave it. Connie and I had stayed up all night talking. They marched down here at 7 in the morning and said, we are giving a play at 8. And be on time. I'm trying to saw them. Don't you want some breakfast? We'll have our breakfast after. We're getting a play now. Go wait for a up. They just waited so long. They're bound and determined. So the living room, the couch was there, and this couch was this way. And there was this counter here was a table. And it was all behind the couch.
Did
the
they
whole
fix
living room got stripped and redone and redoed. And I did this play. It was just a fantastic play. The dialogue, I wish we had it taped. The dialogue, some of the jokes in it. They're just out of this world, they really are.
Did Connie like it?
I think we could get them to tape.
You guys don't look so tired watching it. Is that when you took the pictures?
No, well, of Connie and me?
No, watching the puppet show.
Well, you don't see the rear of us.
I see you holding the...
No, those other ones were taken the night Connie left.
Did they do it again? No, you're holding Woody watching...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, that was that morning.
Did we get up?
Oh, it was hilarious. That morning, you know, Connie and I decided... No, Bernie didn't. Well, Bernie, no, they didn't get it till about 11 o'clock. But the kids started crying at 6:30 in the morning. And we were still burning the fire and drinking, you know, coffee, you know, and then a drink and coffee. So we heard the first cries of the morning, and our first impulse was to jump in the car and go to Twin Peaks or something, which I would have gotten slaughtered for. Decided it wasn't worth it. So we got the kids up one by one, they strolled down. And so it was very funny. Connie would go up to get her kids. And I would go to the bathroom, you know, I'd put on earrings and, you know, a real pretty dress, you know, they're all dressed up, lipstick, new makeup, you know, and everything. And I came out, and a minute later, Connie comes down the stairs, fresh dress, makeup, her hair all redone, earrings, all dressed up. We both look at each other.
Why?
We're going to cheer the other one up. We both look at each other, you know, and put on these big smiles, and you know, we feel fine and have a great day. Have another drink.
And did you get through the bear?
A few minutes later, Patty says, well, I don't feel quite comfortable. I think I'll take my girdle off. She disappears upstairs, and I disappear in the other room, and I took the earrings off. I made it just for some reason. I put on slacks and a shirt, and I changed my hair to be more casual, and so on. And Connie comes down the stairs, and she's done the same thing. So we made it up the stairs. And all day long, we changed clothes. Almost as exactly the same day. We kept, you know, kept things very interesting. It kept us awake.
Yeah. Well, how did you get through the thing?
We go wash our face, you know.
Oh, isn't that too bad?
And stick our heads under the faucet and wake up. So this play went on for about 3 hours. By 2 o'clock, the kids said, now we'll have breakfast.
Really?
Oh, it was really something, though. The jokes. And
these just aren't those big ones. These don't.
No, they don't. They're just little lilies.
They're cork or something.
Well, Brain's not coming. I'm going to turn it off and start it again.
Well, what did you and Connie saw?
Oh, God, we just had a fabulous time. We really did. It was the first time we sat and talked to each other for more than an hour at a time.
It's very exciting, you know, when you suddenly find somebody, you can just go on and on and on.
Well, the funny part of it was that Connie and I always felt this way about each other, you know. It was like we already had many times before, but we never did. Okay, the scene is all set. I got the mic hid on the counter, you know, the counter between the living room and the kitchen, and all your suitcases and trunks are hiding there. Can you see the tape recorder?
No, it's fine.
And Bernie walks in.
Because
we'll turn
you
don't
believe in this.
Yeah, we'll turn it on. And then, of course, you know, he's got to eat and all that. We fix him a turkey, a piece of turkey sandwich or something. He won't like it, but he'll eat it.
Doesn't he like it?
Well, he wants a dinner. And, but since he had a party tonight, and, as long, don't let any silences happen.
Because then he'll hear it. Oh, both sides. Jesus Christ.
Start laughing because you'll hear that thing buzzing around. Is that him?
No.
Okay, I'm going to turn it off until it comes. And we'll turn it on. Let's see how it's recording, too. You're late.
I know, I'm late. Sorry.
Hurry up, it's almost time to leave.
You
have 1 o'clock curfew.
One of the boys left work tonight and went to pick up his wife and drove to L.A.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really?
God.
Just tonight?
Yeah.
Listen.
A Volkswagen, too.
Who's that?
Ralph. We haven't met yet.
I saw the show tonight.
Did you?
First time I saw the new show.
How was it?
It was great, but who's taking the pictures? Whoever was taking on the right, what's his name's left? Was very good. Whoever was in front of him on the left side, his right.
Which shots?
Was pretty poor.
Which camera was poor? The one that had the shots of the English guy?
Or well, both of them had shots of the English guy.
One shot. There's only one camera that had one shot of the English guy.
One shot.
There's a right hand camera.
Was way over on the left.
He was getting the profile shots of Ed Radenzel.
He started it out.
Yeah.
He came in on.
He was good or bad.
He came in on the Chronicle guy.
Yeah, he was good or bad. Yeah, I didn't.
Who's that? Who was doing that?
That was Ralph, and the other one was Newell. They're the two most inexperienced cameramen we
got. Newell was taking those shots where he took in both of them.
Over
the back
shoulder
of the
shot.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that was lovely.
Yeah.
But the other shots were all wiggly.
The reason. Some of those shots were gone, like that over the shoulder shot, was because we had a rehearsal, which is unheard of. I was technical director, you see.
Oh.
And it was the only air show of the day. But yeah. These guys know, Newell, you know, says he's got three cameras and he does news photography and all that.
Yeah.
But they don't really know how to compose a picture unless they're kind of told, I don't know.
The sandwiches are like
paper. Sure, go ahead.
There's that paper.
Boy, is this speaker enclosure ever exciting? We got a $2 speaker in Dave's, and it sounds so goddamn good, it's just unbelievable.
Really?
It's just fantastic. Yeah. The guys all want them, you know?
Come on in here,
probably make a fortune making the damn things.
Well, you gotta give Bernie his Chinese village.
Give him his present, yes, right there.
This is from all
the children.
Are you
all packed?
Well...
Wait a minute.
Yes.
Wait a minute. I'll be right here. Oh, just a minute. Let me think. Yeah, just a minute.
Where are you going? Your lunch is over.
I'll be right there. Just a little thing of magic.
What? Zapchan for you.
Just when you're going to put down with the present and then...
This is from the kids, actually. Let them do it.
That was cute, okay.
The earrings.
They're so goddamn long.
That's a very long neck.
I can think what that guy said in Sausalito today about how neither one of us could wear long earrings.
Well, he meant that long.
Those are very long earrings.
This is twice as long.
He's downstairs.
Okay. The kids
going away present for you guys.
Going
away. Oh, look at this. I mean,
the kids picked it up.
I'll be a god.
What is that? Fabulous.
Put it on the sip.
It's open on one end.
Better.
Two more. There you go. I just love these, Rachel.
I didn't buy them there.
What's that?
West Coast Jazz.
Mm.
That's to remind you that you've got relatives.
From the cellar.
No.
Let me see. Who are you doing?
Chet Baker, Chico Hamilton, Jerry Mulligan, Art Pepper, Bud Shank, and others.
Oh, nice.
It's
that's
real
nice.
Good. It's got some beautiful stuff on it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, that fits good. They were so cute. Kenny took the kids to the Chinese village, as Judy calls it. And,
It's frantic, Rachel. That's very interesting. Got a robe that's got the same
Well, that's why they picked it up. Robin Hood, you see.
Just a picture.
It's perfect.
Nice.
God, it's nice. I don't know where.
Are we going? Yes!
Listen, you so-and-so.
What?
I know you like an open book.
Do you
have... made the arrangements. You want to go, and we're going. Is that right?
She has been very noncommittal about this.
She was so noncommittal, I know just exactly what she wants to do.
She's completely dependent upon your decision.
Is there salt and pepper in the sandwich? Sure, I want to go. Damn right, I'd like to cut by Las Vegas on the way home.
Las Vegas? Not near Las Vegas.
Las Vegas, Nevada.
The Reno.
I still like to go by Las Vegas because there's a station on strike there, one of our union stations.
That's quite a few miles
south.
So, I got Woody's clothes back.
Yeah.
We'll take everything over to him.
But you don't have sleeping bag.
No, Catherine didn't call me back. She's supposed to call me back to the bar I was sleeping at. I left a message, but she never called back. So I have to call in the morning. The bus is around two or three.
There are three or four buses, right?
No, one.
Okay. Just one bus, and it gets back here when?
I don't know.
It's a four or five hours.
Hour
you don't know? Okay.
Why?
Just want to know.
But I think they'll check again, tomorrow morning. So that, because that woman was kind of goofy, but,
Well, we didn't know exactly where we wanted to go, either.
Well, no, Kenny had the map with the campsite. She could have said that there were a lot of buses leaving from Tahoe from various places, or there was only two buses leaving from Tahoe, these two places, or whatever it was, you know.
Well, I guess it's a pretty big...
There are four buses, I heard.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe one early in the morning, then, or one late at night?
Maybe different stations.
Midnight.
Yeah.
Did you call?
Well, I asked her. She said there's two places, North and South of town.
Are there different bus lines, or do they all run out of the
Probably are different bus lines out of Fair, probably.
That might be. I might take the green.
Why?
Oh, I don't know.
Because the commercials on Steve Allen show.
Well,
did you have a good time last night, honey?
Sure do.
You like the bocce ball?
Jesus Christ, I like Maloney.
Yeah.
That's kind of nice though with all those people sitting around. I thought maybe they'd all start singing, you know, with them. But they didn't sing real popular areas, you know.
I don't think it was that kind of an audience.
I like the accordion guy because he felt such a responsibility to the singers, you know, and he frowned at all the people who talk and
listen to that turkey in the refrigerator.
It's not quite as critical as if it were raw. We shouldn't be in a place that's excessively warm.
Because it's, you know, it'll be warm all day tomorrow.
Oh, we'll put it in the ice box.
You have those freezer bags?
Quart ones. I don't have real big ones. But that, why? What do you want to take?
Well,
you can't get the turkey in it. Unless you cut it up.
Get turkey where?
In one of the bags.
Yeah, we could bake the turkey in it.
No, I'm talking about a freezer, those freezer things you put in the ice box.
They're not good. You know what they're good for?
Did you freeze?
It's no good unless you got, unless it's a one day thing or to keep fish when
those
you go
cans? You mean that can that you
max? But they'll keep the turkey.
Debbie means refreezins. They're a jelly. They're a jelly. In a little sack. You put them in your freezing compartment and they turn to ice.
Oh,
you put them in your
ice
box. Then they melt after a day or something.
Yeah.
And you put
we
them
didn't
back.
Use them on the trip. It's the same as canned ice.
It's
but
not
now,
a problem. You have to have a
listen,
place to refreeze it.
You just put ice
in it.
Before I forget, you should tell Rachel about the sickness and stuff so when she goes back, she's going to go over to your mother. She, you know, went over to your mother's before she came here.
Mm-hmm.
So she can tell firsthand, you know.
You weren't sick.
No, I wasn't. I just didn't feel good. Should I tell you? Oh.
Yeah.
I told him, I wrote him in detail.
I heard the letter.
About the headache and all that bullshit. That's
and
exactly
the
what. Exactly. I started to get dental work done after all these years. Then for 1 week I'm getting a headache and every couple of days I got a chill. So I took my temperature and I had a little temperature. So one day I just said, hell, I'm going to stay home because that's the only way I'm going to get over it. And Debbie says, why don't you call the doctor? And we argued and all that. We didn't. Finally we got the doctor. And he says, well, tell me, you know, the facts. So I told him about the tooth working on that jazz. He says, that sounds like subacute bacterial endocarditis. Took a long time to be able to say it like that.
Acute bacteria.
Subacute.
Just
bacterial.
Less than acute.
Endo.
Bacterial.
And
endocarditis. All right.
Yeah, you should have heard him telling about
so
his
he
teeth.
Said,
he said, oh, I went to the dentist.
I thought maybe I had a headache because of my tooth or something.
He said, no, he didn't even.
Okay.
He said,
okay.
Oh, I just got this little thing. I said, tell me about the dentist. He said, oh, the doctor. The doctor. About the dentist.
So he says, the bacteria to this infection, I explained what it was, a bacterial infection of the heart. People who have damaged heart valves are subject to often enters through injuries which are caused by tooth work or anything.
Oh.
Even having your teeth cleaned.
Was that something to do with the teeth or with any gums?
They enter through the this
stimulating
seems
the
to
gums.
Enter a great deal through the gums.
Oh.
Very common. So that people that have heart valves.
Now most of us don't.
Almost always get shots of penicillin, either before or after or both, any tooth work.
Had you known this?
Debbie read an article that some people have to get penicillin shots that have had rheumatic, but I've never had it. I'm never sick, you know, except I've had recurrent rheumatic fever a few times. So I didn't, you know, so that was the thing. So he said, you better go to the hospital, Because they have to take cultures over and over and over and keep watching them and all that. So
Ray,
I went
said, I just love to go.
Big ass.
What'd you say?
I don't remember. Well, we discussed that I had insurance and all that, you know.
Uh-huh.
It's really, it's cheaper to go to the hospital and the test.
It turned out pretty good, yeah. So he originally said it would take 3-4 days to find out, see.
Mm-hmm.
Then after I got in the hospital, he started telling me it takes a week for these cultures to really ripen and make sure. If he took one on Wednesday, he wouldn't be certain about that culture until the next Wednesday and so on. So I was in the hospital Wednesday night at 10 o'clock and I got out at noon Saturday. That's 3 days. So they watched the cultures all the way through the next Saturday, so I wasn't released for 10 days actually.
Mm-hmm.
When I was in the hospital, the night I entered, all kinds of staff doctors started giving me a bad time, you know, listening to my heart. They gave me 2 aspirin. I said, okay. I didn't have a headache then. I said, okay. The next day, 1 aspirin. They gave me 2, and I said, I'll just take 1. I don't know why. The doctor came and said, what the hell am I taking the aspirin for? I've got a headache. He says, okay, don't take the aspirin. So I never had a drop of medicine or anything.
But they didn't give you penicillin?
Nothing. Oh no, they shouldn't, because they then couldn't determine, you see. They wanted to see.
Oh, I see.
So I didn't. So I had no headache after that day. I haven't had one since.
So
didn't have anything but 3 aspirin in the hospital. I kept taking blood. Ate like a king. Wine in this hospital. A mad menu.
He
just
the food was fine, but I didn't like the hospital and the old men in the ward who talked German all the time. And told me they knew it was antisocial, but I'd understand.
And your wives came to visit.
Oh, no visiting hours in this hospital. They're all day long, blah, blah, blah. Honestly.
They kicked me off.
Did they?
No, he did.
You must have been a doll.
So that's the extent of it.
So the diagnosis was you had a cold you couldn't shake? You had a headache that lasted a while.
I made the diagnosis. I hadn't gotten enough sleep for a hell of a long time.
Yeah, next week you're
right. Yeah. So, I never had this doctor before.
Bring us to go to bed and get sleep, haven't you noticed?
Yeah.
I don't like to go to bed, and once I'm in bed, I like to sleep.
That's me, I do this.
Who doesn't?
All right, Chad.
So, it was negative.
Yeah, I was never sick.
But the in 10 days they said that it was completely negative.
Yeah, they couldn't do anything.
Did he tell you next time you had dental work to get penicillin?
He said the dentist should call him, they'd discuss it, make arrangements that I get a penicillin shot every time.
I never heard of that. I mean, I've heard of rheumatic patients getting penicillin if you have
subacute. Bacterial endocarditis is always fatal unless it's treated. You die from it.
Unless it's treated.
Yes, but if somebody gets it and they don't get the care and they don't get treated for it, it's fatal.
That must have been a nice feeling.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't particularly bad because the doctor. I was in the doctor's
wonderful chair. He was so sweet and he felt so good.
I was mean and ornery at being in the hospital because immediately. The next day, I felt so good. I knew that I didn't have it.
When you came home, then
when your headache went away, you knew.
I started feeling great, you know.
And then when he came home, he felt so good.
I was weak from laying on my ass.
Oh, listen. So who's?
Let me tell her the rest.
I want to know about the baby. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Debbie had gone to this doctor and he's progressive now. Real nice guy. I never met him. He indicated that he'd like to be my doctor if I wanted him, you know. So I do.